Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You don't need to be a fortune teller to know what the future looks like for the Democrats. It's bleak. No crystal ball needed. No Karnak the Magnificent. You just need to open your eyes and watch what's happening around you, and you get the point. The Democrats have nothing to show for the theft that occurred in 2020. What they did was they shot themselves in the foot, and then they shot themselves in the heart. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I would love for somebody to call the show, tell me what Biden's done well, where people go, you know what, Kevin, this, you got to give him credit for this. I at least was able to say that a couple of times during the Obama administration. It was rare, but I said it a couple of times, and I've admitted that. But, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day, as they say. But there's nothing to point at for Biden. Give me anything. And I'm opening this up for leftists. Look, I'm not going to denigrate you. I'm not going to be mad at you. And if you're on the right and you say, Kevin, this helped me or whatever, okay, fine. It might have helped you individually, but did it help for the greater good? There is no policy that I've seen so far. And it's hard to say this because you really want something to be successful. Give the guy something to hang his hat on. Energy policy? Ruined it. Border policy? Ruined it. Foreign policy? Please, pick the area of the world where we're better off under Joe Biden than we were under Trump. Please. Or where we're even stable. The only thing that Joe Biden's done that you could point to that you go, well, at least he did this, was when he reverted back to Trump-era policies, like building the wall. Joe Biden put our energy sector in danger. Why? Because he wanted money for his family. Everybody knows that. The left knows it. Joe Biden's policy directives for America have nothing to do with improving America. It's not about make America great again. It's not about America first. It is about Biden family crime, corruption, the Biden family benefits. So what? Inflation's kicking your butt. It's not hurting the Bidens. Crackhead Hunter's doing really well. Crackhead Hunter is feasting in a time when most Americans are suffering. People are making choices between do they have a meal or do they have their meds, or even if they have a place to stay, can they put gasoline in their car? And Hunter Biden, a crackhead, is feasting, living large, literally saying, I don't have a gun charge. So what? I bought a gun and I lied on my forms. Who cares? Statute of limitations running out on the crimes that he's committed. FBI complicit. Come on, y'all. Come on, man. I haven't even started firing shots yet. These are the basics. These are the things you know. You don't need to be a fortune teller to know that the future of the Democratic Party is doom. Doom and devastation, and deservedly so. Joe Biden wants to sell you on the idea that a crappy economy is a good economy. The worst economy since Jimmy Carter, and to be honest with you, if it was a direct comparison, I think it's even worse than that. But what's far worse about Joe Biden trying to sell it is the messenger. The messenger himself is so gone, even people are recognizing this, folks. CNN, let's play this clip. It's from CNN. They're talking about, are you better off? They reference Ronald Reagan and what's going to happen with the Democrats. Because all you got to ask is one simple question to the majority of Americans. Are you better off?
Congressman Dean Phillips announced on Friday that he's challenging President Biden for the Democratic nomination. He'll join me in just a moment. Would he be doing so if Americans felt that they were better off now than they were 4 years ago? I ask that because in the final week of the 1980 campaign, presidential campaign, Governor Ronald Reagan, in his one and only debate with Jimmy Carter, he asked a question that was thought to both crystallize and maybe sway the election.
Next Tuesday, all of you will go to the polls, will stand there in the polling place and make a decision. I think when you make that decision, it might be well if you would ask yourself, are you better off than you were 4 years ago.
That is Trump's battle cry. Are you better off? The same thing he has blacks. What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? Well, are you better off? Look, here's what I will say. Even if you are better off, and it's a handful of people, you know, maybe you won the lottery or something like that, but it is not because of Biden's policies. If you're better off, it's because you worked your butt off. You made it work in spite of itself. But there is no policy that Joe Biden's going to give you to make you better off. Trump made people better off. When Trump put money back into people's pockets because he got rid of all this onerous legislation that was being eaten up by OSHA and the EPA and just nonsensical stuff, climate nonsense, all that, and trillions of dollars, they estimate $2 trillion returned to capitalists, who then gave raises and gave bonuses and jacked up the minimum wage and so on and so forth. This is what, and by the way, not government-sponsored, capitalist-sponsored. That's what capitalists do. To keep good employees, that's what you do. You say, I'm going to, you know, we're going to raise the ocean for everybody. You have happy people. But you know what Democrats do? Look at how much money that guy makes over there. You should be mad at him. We need to unionize. These companies are making way too much money. Look, I'm not going to get into the mix of, is a company not giving enough money to its people and all that. But here's what I'll tell you. If you sign up to work for a job and you get your rate, that's your rate. And if they have benefits like a 401k or pension plans and that is an effort to keep you there, good for you. Because I know there are companies that are willing to do that. You're not stuck. But what do the left do? Blame the capitalists. There's got to be a boogeyman for everything. The fact is the majority of Americans were much better off under Trump. And there's no amount of cheating that the Democrats can do to not reinforce that. And they can't even do it with their golden boy, Gavin Newsom, because that guy has run California into the... it's a joke. We're going to talk about that clown. I want you to understand where we are. We are at a position right now that, as bad as it is in this country, that is as good as it gets for us. And we have a champion out there, a guy who can make this work because people see him as getting it done. He's not trying to pontificate. He's not trying to put on. He's not trying to make you believe he's better than you. He's an ordinary guy who happens to be a billionaire who's working hard for you. And that is the issue that the left have. They can't get rid of that. That in touch that Trump has. We're going to talk about Pence dropping out, and then we got a lot more to sell.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos. Continue listening to this show and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retool things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Mike Pence dropped out of the presidential race. Shocker! Was he ever really in it? That's what I said. It's a big deal. You know what this signifies? It signifies that the guy that pretends that he's Mr. Buttoned Up and I do things because of Jesus and all this, look, I'm a Christ follower. People, you know this. I'm a flawed Christian. But I'll tell you this. I'm not wearing it on my sleeve. And I'm certainly not going to act as if everybody else is unholier than thou, which I get the feeling Pence feels at times. But here's what it signifies to me, is that this guy that wants to present himself as I'm Mr. Man of Character and all this, people aren't buying it. They're just not. They buy what Donald Trump is, the guy who shows his flaws. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Thanks to those of you who have visited the store, gotten your cup or your mug, rather, and your shirts and things like that. It isn't exactly jumping off the shelves, even though we think we've designed something that is absolutely phenomenal. And if I had an audience the size of the Hodge twins, I'd probably be doing $20 million in retail from those designs. But for whatever reason, you know, it is what it is. But I do appreciate the people who have gotten those mugs and shirts and things that have these unique designs that you can't get anywhere else. And thank you for sending us the pictures, because that's what I'd really like to see. I'd really love to get your pictures. I'd like to get a picture of you wearing them, a picture of you drinking with your mug or whatever. If you want, we can put your take your face out of it. We just collect them. We're not putting them out there or anything. And if we do, we would take your face off of it. But we do want to show off our merch. And the others that are asking, inquiring about being one of the 500 people that give us $20 a month, I appreciate you all. You can go to the website now and you can donate. But we're setting it up to where it's a recurring $20 a month, because I don't want to bug you. And I don't know what we'll end up doing. If we end up getting $6,280 a month, that, you know, we'll figure out. Yeah, I mean, we'll make up the rest on our own, or we'll just make do with what we have. But I believe there are 500 absolute patriots out there, people that love my, I don't want to say that, because you're patriots whether you donate to us or not, but people that really want to support what we do. And for those of you who do, we truly appreciate it. And I'm going to tell you something. We're going to take that and make it a multiplier effect. I think that's the way God is going to will this to work with us. Let's go back to Pence. So he's the first, they say he's the first major person to quit. Let me let you hear the clip, because I don't want to speak for him.
Look, there's no question others will follow suit. The question is one of timing. As it becomes clear whether, you know, there's proof of concept for their campaigns. I think the vice president clearly saw after several months of campaigning what lied ahead and made the decision to suspend his campaign. And as you saw, he had an incredibly supportive and heartfelt reaction, you know, in terms of all that he has done for the Jewish community and for standing with us during difficult times throughout the course of his public service.
What about some of the other candidates who are still struggling to get to the debate stage? Is maybe the move by Pence kind of a nudge for them to maybe call it quits and consolidate this field?
Well, I think clearly it has not gone unnoticed by the other campaigns, and what decisions they ultimately make is going to be, you know, between them and their donors and their supporters.
And when it comes to donors, because I know you've got an ear with a lot of the major donors, do you think there will be a consolidation around Donald Trump, or are some of these donors still looking for an alternative to the former president?
You know, like I said previously, I think that the donor class of the RJC mirrors the larger, you know, donor class of the Republican Party as a whole. And so to the extent that there's a lot of coalescing around President Trump now, there's also people who are shopping and trying to see if there's an opportunity with any of the other candidates. But I think time will tell how that all plays itself out.
Consolidation's inevitable. It happens in every cycle, and Mike Pence is the first big name to drop. There are inevitably others. I can't imagine that Doug Burgum is going to be in it much longer. This field will shrink.
Welcome back, folks. Let me tell you, this speaks so loudly. I don't know if you're hearing it, but it's yelling at me. VP, the former VP, clearly saw what lied ahead. Nothing. He's a non-starter. The guy couldn't get more votes than Vivek Ramaswamy. The supportive reaction of the Jews. You know what he said? Pence went in there and said, "We got to support Israel." I mean, come on. A monkey could go in and say, "We got to support Israel," to a group of Jews, and they're going to say, "Yay!" They're going to clap. A supportive reaction? Pence was a non-player. And I'm going to tell you why. You already know why, but I'm going to tell you why again. He's a non-player, and so are the other candidates. And he asked the interviewer asked, "Is Pence leaving going to give these folks a nudge?" And no, Pence's leaving has nothing to do with the nudge. Pence was never in it to begin with. And Ari Fleischer comes on later and says, you know, the governor of Montana, he's gone. Let me tell you who's gone. All of them. All of them are gone. Are you kidding? He says it didn't go unnoticed by other campaigns that Pence left. It didn't go unnoticed by other campaigns that they can't fundraise. They can't gain any traction. I've given real clear politic polling for Donald Trump. He's either 40 to 48 points ahead in every poll. And it's not changing. No matter what they talk about, oh, it's an indictment. Oh, these people are flipping on him. Who is it? Jenna Ellis flipped and Sidney Powell flipped. And, you know, who else flipped? Are there any other gymnasts in the race that are flipping? Good for you. They're all flipping. And you want to know what it's doing? It's making Trump flip them all off. All these people that got in this race tried to stack the deck against Donald Trump. And it was funny, one of the people noted, when Pence left, they said Pence could have sealed his political career. He could have been the heir apparent to what's happening right now if he just supported Trump. And I'm not talking about doing anything illegal. Nobody was looking for that. But this idea, January 6th was an atrocity to our nation. Any Republican that is saying that is not worthy of carrying the banner of Republic ICAN. Republic ICAN. That's what I should be saying. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. You're not a Republican. If you want to deny that the cheat didn't happen and you want to play that game, you're not a Republican. You're not a conservative. And what I want people to do is stand up and have a backbone and admit this. Who cares that Mike Pence quit? Mike Pence should have quit. Mike Pence never should have gotten in the race. Mike Pence was symbolic for the other people, for the Lincoln Project and the anti-Trumpers and all that. Trump's own VP wanted to run against him. They wanted to make you believe, oh, look at what's going on. Look, this is horrible. Let me tell you something. Wait till we talk about Gavin Newsom. Talked about him the other day, but wait till we talk about what's going on with him. They want you to believe that the Republicans have a problem. They got the problem.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As fighting between Israel and terrorist organization Hamas moves into its fourth week, Israel's ground offensive in Gaza is moving forward. Over the weekend, the two sides talked to free some of the over 200 hostages held by Hamas. Reports are that those talks stalled. The FDA cautioning against the use of some popular over-the-counter eye drops. The drops are from prominent brands like CVS Health, Rite Aid, Target, Up and Up, Velocity, Pharma, Leader, and Rugby. The United Auto Workers strike has concluded after over 6 weeks, as the union has now reached a tentative agreement with GM. This follows prior agreements with Stellantis and Ford, marking a resolution with all of Detroit's major automakers. Former President Trump seeking the endorsement of his former running mate, Mike Pence. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I actually hadn't planned on doing another segment on Mike Pence quitting, but as I got from the break, I thought, you know what, this is a serious thing. He was given one job, Mike Pence, make Trump look bad. And here's what I want to focus on for this segment. If he truly were a man of character, he would have rejected that role. In his job to torpedo Trump, Mike Pence failed. And he failed miserably, so he had to drop out of the presidential race. And folks, this is a huge deal. Pence's failure to accomplish his task should be the media focus, and that's what I'm going to focus on this segment. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. To understand these implications of him dropping out, you have to admit that he never had a shot at being president in the first place. He knew this. I was with Mike Pence in Scottsdale, Arizona, not too long after the coup, and I'm telling you, I watched, nobody gave a crap about him. I was more popular than Mike Pence. Now, I happen to live in Arizona now, but I wasn't a big deal. I hadn't even really gotten into the political scene. So here's Mike Pence, shows up at an event. Nobody even noticed him. I mean, the guy stood there, you know, all buttoned up, waiting for people to come by, and people walked by the dude like he was a statue. Prior to his announcement about the campaign, I used to joke, but before he quit, I would joke on this very program. I would say, Mike, who? The dude, my next Uber driver has a better chance of being the president of the United States than Mike Pence. Pence entered the presidential sweepstakes for one reason, to be the vice president to run against his boss. Treachery like that would doom most political careers. And that's what the people that got Pence to do it, that goaded him into it, hoped would happen. That people would go, oh, well, Donald Trump's VP. If he's running against him, he must be a bad guy. Remember? It's like, oh, Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's lawyer, if he's, you know, now he's indicted, oh, Donald Trump must be guilty. Well, look what happened to Cohen. And look what happened to Pence. Talk about mud on your face. I think, is he the first guy to drop out? I said it the other day, Tim Scott. Is Tim Scott out? Because I don't know who dropped out first, but Scott's next. Same thing with Tim Scott. Why did he run? I can't say Tim Scott benefited directly from President Trump's, Trump didn't need to endorse Tim Scott for him to win. He, you know, it was a whole different deal. Tim Scott just thought he thought he brought a whole new brand of politicians or politics to what he's doing. But why? I don't get it. Let me tell you why Tim Scott ran. Tim Scott ran to be the black dude, the senator, the nice guy
who would dare run against Donald Trump. He's part of a cabal to let all these people face Trump. I'm going to get to a bigger point because, as I said, I got during the break and I was like, you know, I want to expound on this. These people are treacherous. For this strategy to work, to have Pence come in and say, well, my boss is not a good guy and I'm going to come in and straighten things out and I was a guy that was added to the ticket to bring stability and blah, 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 blah. You got to be respected as a politician. Why the lack of respect for Pence? I'll tell you more about that in a bit. But let's be honest. Trump resurrected Pence's career when he made him a VP. The establishment encouraged Trump to add Pence to the ticket because Pence was going to bring a level of stability, right? He would be the buttoned-up guy, stable, as Trump was reportedly unhinged. Remember, that's what they told you. Donald Trump is unhinged. He'll push the button. He'll ruin the economy. They gave us all kinds of things. I won't go into it because you already know. They told you stock market was going to fall, that the economy would crash, and none of it happened. I wrote many pieces on it and said it's not going to happen. I told people Donald Trump won't enter wars. He will use America's economy to fight wars. He did exactly what I told you. He's far from unhinged. He's very thoughtful. You might not like his process, but he's a very thoughtful guy in how he goes about stuff. But Pence was going to be the alter ego to the bad boy, the good cop to the bad cop. Pence was going to be the choir boy with character, right? He's the guy that's bringing character to the ticket. The man that wears his religion on his sleeve. But see, Pence wears his religion on his sleeve not to inspire others to find the Lord, to find salvation in the Word of God. He wears it like an adornment. To me, it's off-putting.
Well, I talk to my God and my God and my God.
He's not your God. He's our God. Do you have a special relationship with him? Any more than mine? I get reminded of stories my uncle told my grandmother one time.
Well, Kirk is preaching and this and that, and Kevin, he's whatever. And I'm thinking to myself,
my brother just ripped me off for $13,000. And my uncle is praising him as a man of God. And talking about me.
Well, Kirk is in church every Sunday.
I went to church every Sunday. My uncle had no idea. Shut your mouth. You don't know. You don't know a person's relationship with God. And by the way, it's none of your business. It is personal, but it is no better than the one that God has with you, or you, or you, or you. But Mr. Sanctimonious is out there.
Oh, yeah, I'm the guy. Donald Trump's a mean-spirited guy. He's the one that talks smack about people. But look, here's what I do. I'm a nice guy. Whoa, I'm the choir boy with character.
The choir boy image is what they hoped would sell the idea of January the 6th. And that's what they brought Pence in to do. Tell people,
I didn't want to do it because I thought it was in violation of the Constitution and I wasn't going to do the wrong thing and this, that, and the other.
The wrong thing? So the wrong thing, Mike Pence, was letting people steal an election. That was the wrong thing to do. You didn't support Trump's attempt to validate the real election. And instead, you supported the coup. But that's a man of character, right? See, folks, we have problems defining character. I tell you all the time. It frustrates me. Oh, Kevin, were you ever a Democrat? No, no. Oh, well, listen, I'm going to run over here and speak to this person who was a Democrat, who's now a Republican or a conservative, because they have more value to me. Really? The person of character who's never succumbed to that nonsense on the left, and we go over here like, there's a new kid in town. Really? Unbelievable what we're willing to do that we disguise as character. I quit my job. I get fired from my job because I tweet the truth and I get ostracized for it. If I wanted to go back into management consulting right now, I can't even do it because I dare speak the truth about what's going on in this country. But if I were a leftist, I'd get ushered back in. This is insane. People of character are the ones who suffer. Pence is not a person of character. I don't care how he buttoned up he looks, how religious he professes himself to be. He is not a man of character. Anyway, it's a laughable candidacy. After all the time, the energy, the money spent to make Pence a credible candidate, he quit. He quit. He didn't even stay the course. Consider the egg in the face of Mike Pence and his handlers. When a former VP of one of the, arguably the best administrations, certainly in modern history, can't get more than 4% of the vote on any poll. He can't beat Vivek Ramaswamy. Pence's campaign is an embarrassment on any level, and that's what people should be asking. Why is it? How'd that happen? And here's the thing. He had to know that he didn't have this when he was approached to run, when people said, hey, Pence, why don't you get in the race? He knew that he was not a person of character. He knew he had no way to win. He wasn't going to win anybody over. He didn't resonate with him. He don't even resonate at his house. Mike Pence is a cautionary tale for the rest of these people, folks. See, Donald Trump saved the Republican Party. Anybody who disagrees with that is either an idiot or they just hate Trump. And there is a third option. You can be an idiot who hates Trump. But Donald Trump saved the Republican Party. He's the reason why we barely got the House, which technically we should have won it overwhelmingly, and we did. But the Republicans were flailing under crappy leadership. People like Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, people like that. Wishy-washy Republicans who play footsies with the Democrats and only pretend to have conservative values. Their style of Republicanism has lost many winnable elections. And then came Donald Trump. The MAGA movement. It reestablished the true principles of Republicans, and it did far more than that. It brought independents and what we call homeless Democrats, people who were abandoning that party because they no longer believed in the nonsense. So why the anti-Trump Republicans refuse to admit this is beyond me. They will not give him credit. These are not people of character. This segment to me is about character. It's about calling people out who we're supposed to look at and go, oh, that's a person. He looks the part. Mitt Romney is another example. Mitt Romney looks the part, doesn't he? I will give him credit, though. He left office. He's leaving office.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mike Pence is a quitter. That's right. His job was to destroy Donald Trump. He was going to be the vice president who ran against his boss. And he's the first significant candidate to drop out, I believe. Tim Scott's coming next. He's a quitter, too. I don't know how you feel, but how do you like quitters? These guys had a job to do, and they didn't do it. They quit. Now, there's a reason for this. There's a reason why Mike Pence quit. There's a reason why Tim Scott's about to quit. There's a reason why the Montana guy, who cares, he's about to quit. Chris Christie's going to quit. Asa Hutchins is going to quit. All these anti-Trump people, people who were chided to get into a race to amass serious numbers. Let's get a bunch of numbers. Let's get a bunch of people that work for Trump, that Trump helped. We'll get to that in just a bit. Let's get so many numbers that when we get everybody running against Trump, people will go, oh, everybody hates Donald Trump. Nobody wants him. All the people that he helped, well, they, ooh, whatever. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You know what you're going to have? You're going to have a bunch of quitters. And let me tell you, aren't quitters good people of character? You ever had anybody just walk out on you on a job? You ever, what do you think about quitters? Somebody that says, here's what I'm going to do, and they don't accomplish it. Now, you might be saying, Kevin, what are you talking about? You don't want them to accomplish it. No, I don't want those quitters to accomplish getting rid of Donald Trump for the wrong reason. But I want to make you understand that these are people of low character. They're not people of high character. They're people of low character. They were given a job, and they quit. And why are they quitting? That's the key to this whole thing. The reason why they're quitting, folks, is they can't accomplish their mission. Doesn't matter how much they do, what they try, there is no silver bullet. And that's why the courts are trying to get to Donald Trump. That's why Donald Trump is sticky. That's why you'll see newscast. I saw a thing the other day on CNN. We went to Pennsylvania and found a Republican that said, I'd rather vote for Biden than vote for Donald Trump. Yeah? Well, how about you reverse that focus group? How about you go find some Democrats? Go find them randomly. Did you vote for Joe Biden? Yes. Would you vote for him again? Heck no. No way, no how. You gonna vote? Yeah. Who are you voting for? Whoever's not Joe Biden, Donald Trump. I guarantee you, you'll find him. But again, the media wants you to believe Donald Trump is hated. Look at all these people that ran against him. I was saying earlier, Trump saved the Republican Party. People can disagree, but he did. Maybe that's a big word, saved. But to some degree, he did. The Republicans had no leadership. They had no mission, no message. What was the vision of the Republican Party? Donald Trump came in like a business person and said, make America great again. Then he gave you a mission statement. America first. Vision and mission. Make America great again. How are we going to do that? We're going to put America first. And who could disagree with it? He built what is now known as the MAGA movement to reestablish the true principles of Republicans. But it did far more than that, didn't it, people? Didn't it? MAGA brought independents. It brought these Democrats that don't have a home. And these people refuse to back him. I want you to understand, what would happen if you had a cohesive Republican Party? All these rhinos, all these knuckleheads that ran and quit, all these quitters, because there's going to be a bunch of them. I played a clip earlier in the broadcast where these guys are like, well, you know, a lot of people are probably going to take the nudge from Pence, the nudge. Let me tell you what these people did. Mega millionaires and billionaires backed every one of these candidates and said, get in the race. You get in the race, we'll help you. We'll make this thing work for you. We got to get rid of Trump at all costs. And it didn't happen. They're all quitters. Now look at who's running against them. Nikki Haley, I want you to understand the ingrates that are in our party. These people are supposed to be of high character. People you're supposed to trust. The Democrats have theirs. Gavin Newsom, you know, the guy that screwed his best friend's wife. His campaign manager. The campaign manager's wife, his best friend, the guy that got Gavin Newsom in the office, and Gavin Newsom said, you know what? Kind of like your wife. So what? I got a trophy wife, Kimberly Guilfoyle. Who cares? Gavin Newsom. I'm going to do you a favor. Well, Donald Trump does an actual favor. Nikki Haley, governor of South Carolina, I'm going to put you on the national and the international stage. I'm going to make you the ambassador to the UN. You're going to get the keys of the kingdom. I'm going to groom you. You are a woman. Let me hear you roar. He's helping the Me Too movement, the feminist movement. He's helping a woman of color get to a point where she's got national stature, international stature. And what does she do? This person of character betrays Trump. And like Pence, her rationale for betraying Trump is what? I don't believe that Donald Trump was cheated out of the election. Yeah. People of character. These are the people that the wealthy people in America want to get into office, and you can't get these people to donate to causes, actual things that will move the needle, but they will put their money behind an idea, a principle. They knew that Mike Pence can't win. They know Chris Christie can't win. They know Asa Hutchinson can't win. They know Tim Scott can't win, but they will pour millions and millions of dollars into this stuff. And you can't get them to donate to stuff that's actually going to do stuff in the Republican to end this idea of what Republicans are. They don't donate to help, you know, urban renewal and types of projects that my company works on. They don't do that. They don't donate to my 501c3, SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, that wants to put meritocracy back into education. They're not going into the inner cities and grabbing these kids and trying to get them into conservative, classical colleges and what have you, or getting them good trades. They're not doing that. They want to put it into getting Trump. And you wonder why we lose. I want you to understand this. Put a project together that goes into the black community and actually accomplishes something, and you will flip the black vote in a minute. Donald Trump's done something close to that, but do you think that the Republicans want to reward him? No, this party of character has done everything it can to destroy the man. Siding with the Democrats on lies. Who we got? DeSantis? Wouldn't be the governor of Florida without Donald Trump. There's nobody that can convince me otherwise. He wouldn't have gotten out of the primary. And what's his show of loyalty to the man that got him a national footprint that helped him put his state on the map? Backstab him. If DeSantis had loyalty, he would have never entered this race. He would have said to the handlers and the people bringing him that money, no, we can put that money to better use. Let's put that money to something in Florida. It helps our at-risk kids, or does something to take the stench of what the left had put onto us as conservatives, you know, anti-LGBT, anti-black, anti, you know, we're xenophobes, we hate this, we hate that. How about we put that money into something that makes them have to eat some crow? The millions and millions of dollars that's wasted in these political campaigns. Think about the money that's been wasted by Pence, that will be wasted by everybody I just named, that could have gone to helping elect Donald Trump. And what would have happened if all these people got together and said, you know what? The same thing they did with Biden. We collectively are backing out of this because we have the strongest candidate. Look at what he did compared to Joe Biden. Are they doing that? You seeing any kind of media in that way? DeSantis is disloyal. But they call him a man of character. I'm not mad at him. I'm not telling you these people are perfect. I'm not perfect either. But I will tell you this. I stand on character. And where I don't have it, I'll admit it. Name your serious candidate running against Trump, and I will show you how Trump worked with him. Chris Christie got on a national scene. Once Donald Trump won the nomination, won the election, he brought Chris Christie in. Yeah, he was a former prosecutor or AG, whatever. He was a former governor. He was on the map, but he didn't get on the real political map until Trump said, let bygones be bygones, let me bring you in. And that fat Krispy Kreme donut sucker did exactly what Republicans do, backstab him, because he's not a person of character. Who else? Most of these people, if nothing else, I can tell you this, Trump's presence in the Republican Party helped every single person that has run for public office since he came on the scene. Why? Because he did what he said. So when people ask me, why do we struggle to win as Republicans? I'll give you this answer. Too many frauds. Too many people of low character. Oh, they claim to be of character, but they're not. They're too easily sold out. They're too easily sold the bill of goods. None of these people should be running against Trump. There should be complete solidarity in the conservative Republican movement. And if it were, they'd get rid of these cases against Trump and it would be a whole different world.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
47.